We begin the current daven, set the Shabbos of Kuf Chaf Hey. We begin on the base. We begin the Tzeis Demasa. We begin the words of the Gemara. V'Oz Tamayu, and they go according to their reasoning. Tzeis can explain. Well, what is it that we're a gaining over here regarding that it should be a kli? Because we learn in the Mishnah that if you have a stone on top of the barrel, so you tilt the barrel on the side and it falls down. We have Machlekes Amiram in the regarding the halacha of the Mishnah. Rabbi holds that specifically regarding if you forgot it, but if you placed it, actually makes it into a basis of Daba Aser. Whereas Rav Asi says that if you forgot it, okay, that's when you have to tilt it. But if you placed it into the country, it actually becomes a cover for the barrel, and it's not going to be Mokta. And the Gemara says, as our Tzeis Demasa is going on, the Azli Tamayu. They go according to the reasoning regarding the story with Rebbe, telling his students that he wants to use the rocks for Shabbos for the students to sit on. What did it that he required? Was it actual Maisa Gomer to Balamdom? Or was it like Rav Asi said that, no, you could just wipe it down. That's just like a Maisa Ba'alma. So that's like similar to what the Gemara is trying to say. That it's like, it's something very easy, that it just becomes a cover for the barrel, like we're saying, just putting it on, so to over here. But Tysus doesn't understand this so simply. Tysus says, Tame, it's a wonder. According to Rav Asi, that you're saying that if you place a stone on top of the barrel, so deliberately, so it becomes a covering for the barrel, and not only is it not busted, but even the stone itself could be moved. So, hey, Chav Rav Asi Tame, how are we saying Rav Asi going according to his reasoning regarding the row of the stones? Other Rabbis, to the contrary, Plik, it's actually disagreeing. Here, the rock is becoming, and the stone is becoming just a covering for the barrel, just by placing it, the abolition of mice without any action at all, just putting it on top. Whereas regarding the row of stones, Rabbi said, and Rebbe said, go ahead and wipe it down. That's an action that Rebbe requires, and you see that an action is required. Now, that it should be able to be used tomorrow. So it sounds like that without an action to the actual rock itself, it would not have a shame of clean just by placing it down. That's question number one. White question more, but says it's difficult. Gabi nidvach come by the robe, the stones. So he says the saga b'shivshim that it's enough to wipe it down. The problem is later on by the covering of the vessels, which if it has a handle, it can be moved on Shabbos. Amar ba'asi, amar b'yechanan. He says v'yishish b'mtaris kli as long as it has the status of a vessel. In other words, if it's useful for some utility, but without that it's fit for some utility, if it's just, let's say, to cover, then it wouldn't have a status of a kli. Sounds like Rav Asi holds that it's not enough just to do a small little thing to give it a status of a vessel. It has to have a tick and goggle. So this seems to contradict what we're saying here with Rav Asi. Unless it tells you what you could say is the keys of chavis. No. That actually everything needs to be fixed according to the context. So by the cover of the barrel, sagi levanach, yeah, there's enough just to place the rock on the barrel. Shadak al asaisai, because that's the norm to go ahead and make it koldu, with just a small little thing could be a cover for a barrel. The light in the maisa gomer, kashaki zikam. You don't have to have a bona fide, full fledged action like other vessels. So, therefore, that's enough. Whereas, in the context of an Ezbuk Shal Evan and the robe, the stones, mesusas and merubala binyan, where it's chiseled and squared for building, sagalu v'shivshav, so that's enough, with just wiping it down. That doesn't need any more tikkun. So, yeah, it depends on the context, what it is that you need to do for making that thing a usable thing. Now, however, says Tysus, even though regarding the covering of the barrel, you don't need to do any tikkun, and like by the robe of the stones, that what you have to do is just wipe it down. So it says Tysus, but still have a Rabbasi and Tamei. Rabbasi is still going according to his reasoning by the robe of the stones. Because what the point of it is the chiyech and the mikra Rabbasi of an infant, just like he's leading regarding the robe of the stones, that all you have to do is wipe it down. So also over here, that it's enough to just put down the rock on top of the barrel. You're right, they're different because it goes on the context, but it means to say that he's the more lenient interpretation. And then tells about the coming Rav Asi pregnant by time. Then, so what do you do with Rav Asi that earlier on Daf Nun Menaf regarding Charoish the hard branches of a palm tree that Yashiv, if someone just sits down there from before Shabbos, Av Pish Lakash, even if you don't tie it together, it's enough to make it Mukhan. So it sounds like that you don't need to do any action at all to make it non Mukhtza. So it says, Hasim over there, Rav Asi, Karsin. Magir says, Rav Asi. According to Rav Asi, it's enough just to sit down in it. You don't have to do anything about it. But Rav Asi, right, needs to do some type of a tikkun from before Shabbos. Or Inam. It says, no, you could even say it's Rav Asi. And even though over here, we're saying that it has to be some type of an action that you're fixing with, and by the branches, it's enough just to sit down in it. Because Ruim Himli Shiva, Tvei Ma'avanim, the branches have more preparedness for sitting than stones. And therefore, you don't have to do anything regarding the actual branches from before Shabbos, whereas by the stones, we say you have to do at least something like wiping it down. Everyone agrees. You're not allowed to make initially even a temporary structure on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tres can explain what's considered an oil arai that it's forbidden to be made, because we had this machlekes regarding the poikik and boy of the shutters of the windows, and that's what the Gemara qualified said. No, everyone agrees that Tres Damascus says you're not allowed to make an oil arai. The whole machlekes is regarding adding on to the oil arai, which that Blazer says that you're not allowed to remove and say you're allowed to. Now, Pesach B'Kohen Rashi explains, Le'asa oil, it wasn't forbidden to make a temporary tent, an abode on Shabbos, Elamala B'Kak, it's just talking about the roof on the top of the Tfanus light, but to make the walls, that's not a problem. Like, it's obvious from the story of Shmuel B'Chol Gagas, Gemara and Erev, Nafzad Gimel, Bezit, but we learned, Chatzar, when you have a courtyard that's near another one, without an Erev, but you have a Kaisel, the wall that's then Shenifritz, and then gets breached on Shabbos. So Rav Ami says that, okay, you're not going to consider these two courts as one. They don't have an Erev. So they were aiming to have Dalet Amos. You're only allowed to carry within Dalet Amos, because since now it's breached to a place that's forbidden to it, that makes it forbidden to carry more than Dalet Amos. Shmuel, he says, no, this one could carry until the primary point of the wall. This one could carry up until the primary point of the wall. I mean, even though the wall was breached, you could carry up to the wall. The reason is because since when Shabbos started, you're able to carry. So now it's not going to become Muktzah halfway through Shabbos. That's his more of other Rav. This teaching of Rav, Lab Beferish Inma, wasn't taught explicitly that he said it's forbidden. El Machlala, rather, it was inferred. Why? Because it was a story. The Shmuel Havi Yasim Abuchata, Shmuel was sitting in a certain courtyard, Nafal Gud Nibay Nibay, and the wall, this exact case happened. The wall between the two courtyards broke, breached. Amul Shmuel, so Shmuel said to them, Shukulu Gleam in a Gudile. She says, take a curtain and hang it up over there. And make, you know, put up these walls. And I'd read the Rav Lab Pebuchol, and Rav turned his face away. As in a disagreement, he obviously didn't hold to this. Now, Shmuel says to Gemara, "Lomelei lemevet halchi, why do you have to do this?" He says you can go up until the breached area. You don't have to put up new walls, new curtains. Says Gemara, "You're right, Shmuel. It's nusiv amahudah, but he only did it because of reasons of modesty. But you really didn't have to put it up. You would have been able to carry anyway." But one thing says, "Taisis amahudah." So we see from that Gemara, the oil did famous that the walls of the tent. Shari lemevet halchi, you're allowed to make it on Shabbos. That wasn't the problem. Rav was bothered by it and he turned his face away. It wasn't because of the making of the oil by putting up these walls and these curtains. Because the shari, because the preacher, that's permitted like we explained. What it was bothering him, which was what the tzuggah is talking about over there, that he was bothered that they were carrying dalamas mechatzar to bring it because he held that you're not allowed to carry in the courtyard once it gets breached. So then you can't carry it because it's part of the makam asula. But one thing we see, says Rashi, is that making the temporary walls on Yom Tov is not forbidden. And that's the state of Akash is difficult. Why? Because the Akash Rashaych is oil of Philip Devan says, no, obviously there is a problem about making temporary walls in the oil, even in the walls. Kadisha B'Ervin, Pek Mishat Seel, like we find the Gemara even over the Nav Memdal Manav, Gabayasiyas Doiv and Sukkah. Right? Making the walls of a Sukkah, which Menachem over there says, you're allowed to make a wall of people on Shabbos. The Gemara says, in the Bryce, we say, if the wall fell down, you're not allowed to stand it up with people and vessels, because you're not allowed to make an oil hour in Yom Tov and Shabbos. Additionally, the Gemara asks over there that we see that a person, it could make his friend a wall to the sukkah. So how do we resolve that? So the Gemara says that these brises are disagreeing in the machlekes of Rabbanan Rabban that we have in our mishnah of the pekak kachaloi. Because the parak hasan, the Gemara asks, how could these brises say that regarding the making the walls, that's machlekes of Rabbanan Rabban? I, Bama Rabba, Bechon, Mabirch, and the Sakol, Maid, Eben agrees, Shein Oisna, Oil Arab, Betchili. Now they make initially, even a temporary structure initially on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. And the machlik is only if you're allowed to add on to the oil. So therefore, according to both of them, it should be forbidden to make a wall of about a person and an animal, because that's considered as making oil and not like an addition. Mashalim, that's what the Gemara answers, that no, these brises are not disagreeing. Rather, ha, the brise that says you're not allowed to make the wall from a person or an animal is B'Defin Shlish, is the third wall of the sukkah. Since with two walls not considered oil yet. Yeah, the third wall is making that sukkah into oil, and therefore it's permitted to be made. V'ha, B'Defin Revius, this that it says Yeladu is talking about the fourth wall of the sukkah, since you have three walls up, which are already considered as oil. The fourth wall is just adding on the tesevers of oil aray. That's Rabban says it's permitted, because you're being my sleep in that oil aray, like we're saying here in our sukkah. Now, it says Taisa, something from over there, that when the wall is making it into oil, it would be forbidden to make even the oil arai, even though it's the wall and not the roof. That's the Begon Rashi who says that the wall does not have a problem about making oil arai on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So there, but Taisa disagrees, and he says, El Nil Rabbein Tam, rather, Simis Rabbein Tam, the Shaper Shech Betfan's oil. Yes, there is a problem about making oil for the making the walls. Hecha, the Mechitza may also have to, if the walls are helping for making some type of a permissibility of doing some type of a tikkun. That's what the Gemara and Eben are saying over there. They're regarding the third wall, that mechitza, which that's a bona fide mechitza, a partition. It's making a sukkah. Machshelei sukkah makes the kosher of a sukkah. Chashar, I see it's oil, but chila. So therefore, that's considered making a tent initially. We're going to the fourth wall. That's just an addition. With three walls. And says Tais, actually, the ikaplukted Rebbe Lezer Rabban is of oil. Actually, the primary maslekes are Rebbe Lezer Rabban regarding the oil is kibasiyas David is like the making of the walls. Because that's the case of the Mishnah. The shutter of the window sounds like the window in the wall. Because the Iba Gag Maiv, we told him on the roof, Rubah should have called it not as a window, but should have called it a skylight. Like the Gemara brings in Beyad of Lamahima Beyes. And we had this previously regarding lowering down fruits from the skylight. We see a window on the roof is called a skylight, not a chalayt. So therefore we see to the contrary, so it's actually the primary chalikas that we're having for them is actually in the wall, not in the roof. But Amir, whoever says Taisis, but Israel got Nami Pligi, but it's true, yes. In the roof of the oil, that they also disagree, because Muslim come and pregnant, it's obvious from the Gemara later on the Kof Lam Zarman Beyes, the Maisi Hach, that the Gemara brings this machalik to the Lezer Bun regarding the shard of the window, Gabitlias Meshameris by hanging the sifter on top of a vessel, which the Lezer says, you're allowed to do it, hanging the sifter on Yom Tim, even though she came Gag, which it's like a roof on top of the vessel. And we don't say that it's making oil on Yom Tov, but Rabban says it's going to be Aser. The Gemara says, wait a second. How can Lezer permit doing that? The Pakak Halon says, Aser even Tezeves Ola Ari. For sure, it should be forbidden to hang the Meshameres with Kli, which oil Ari in initially. Or again, it sounds like from over there that the Aloch of oil Ari is in the roof too, like the Meshameres, which we consider as oil Ari, just like we're saying regarding the wall. In the Chemash Perek Basa de Erevin, so it just sounds like from the last Perek of Mesachas Erevin, of Kavbez Amin Aleph, the Amad, that the Gemara says, over the Hani Dichri David Beir Rav Huna, there were certain rams that were by the house of Rav Huna, be Mama Boy Tula, during the daytime when the Masani, they needed shade, or Belel Yabai Avir, but at nighttime they needed air space. So also come to the Rav, he came up with the Rav, what should he do? So Amalei said to him, Karach Bundi B'Shai B'Tefa, what you should do is, since you have to be able to roll it, unroll, the problem is there's oil on Shabbos, so he says, okay, roll it up, but leave open the Tefach for the, on the roof, like people have on the awnings. That tomorrow you'll just add on a little bit more to this temporary oil, which is what the warning is, and it's going to be permitted. So taste the mashmit sounds like the hani nami tasefes oil ari the pligger blazer button. Sounds like that this is the same pligger blazer button in adding on to a temporary oil, which is not only in the wall but also on the roof. But then taste explains. He says if obdi dishmul as a continuing type of kavchavav amanal that the chol gagas, which in the gemara and perikol gagas and erev of tadidal manal. Regarding a wall between two courts that was breached on Shabbos, which Shmuel permitted to go ahead and, like we mentioned this before, to take the linen cloth and to hang it up where it's breached, the parak the Gemara asks, so Shmuel lamalei lemevet hachi, why Shmuel have to do this, as we mentioned before, but he says, you're allowed to carry up until the breached area, and so why did he have to go ahead and take the curtain? Now, but this is coming from the point that it sounds like that if Shmuel would have held, that without the fixing of the wall, it would be forbidden to carry in the courtyard, it wouldn't have been difficult on Shmuel, because this that he's saying that we could have asked, is even though Shmuel holds that you're forbidden to carry in the courtyard when the wall is breached, we should have made it forbidden because of putting the curtain where it's breached because of adding to oil arai. So that Tais comes to say that this that the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, and this that he says that, what do you mean, you're allowed to carry till the breached area, so it says, it's not because had he said that you can't carry in the whole area, but you could only carry within Dalet Amos. Does have an ichle, then it would have made sense. No, el oznam er kashi, right? It would be difficult then also, how could he have done this? Because keeping the mechitza b'tesel tal b'chatzah, since the wall permits to carry in the courtyard, you're right, havikasiyas el arbitrali. It would be a problem about making initially a temporary tent, even initially, but also it would be forbidden, to be slow, like we explained before, because we said it's not only by Gog the Grashi said, but even in the walls. And actually, that is what bothered Rav, that on Shmuel. Because the Svi Leishem and Talamadala, he held that you could only carry within Dalet Amos when the wall is breached. And according to him, you're not going to go ahead and hang up the curtain in the breached area because that's like making an oil arai. And even if it would have been less than Dalet Amos from where it was breached, it was still forbidden to hang up that curtain because that would be making an oil arai, which is a mechitza b'teres, which let's say explains, not like Rashi, is forbidden to be made on Shabbat. So then why are you asking from that other question? You could have asked simply, you're not going to make oil arai. Ella rather says, Taisim Mishum, that Shas Yod, the Sabbath Shmuel, the Zemetal, the Ikamachit. This is because the Gemara knew that Shmuel held that you're allowed to carry up until the primary area of where the Mechit originally was, where according to him, that there's you're not really making a Mechit Amateras, because it is permitted even without making the Mechit. So, Nicha Lemefer, the Gemara preferred to ask on Shmuel, Lama Hutzach Las Mechit, why you have to make the Mechit where it was breached. And not to ask, how could he be made a mechitza? Because to the contrary, according to Shmuel, you're not making a mechitza. You don't have to, because he held you could walk like that, and that's Mineu Bey in that question, saying, well, you're not really making a mechitza, and therefore, why do you have to put it up? And this thing where I said, you're right, those litznias ba'alma is only for modesty purposes, but again, it's just explaining how they make sense, even according to his opinion, that actually there is an isser of oil arai, not just in the gag, but also in the mechitza.